We're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. That expression originated in the early 1900s, when new immigrants and people flooding to the cities were crammed into tenement housing, where you could literally hear your upstairs neighbor taking off his shoes at night. Once you heard the first shoe hit the floor, you waited for the other shoe to drop. Even though the world today is much safer in many ways than it was in the early part of that century, and our life expectancy is far greater than that of the folks who are listening for a second shoe to hit the floor, the stakes feel so much higher to us. Most of us today think of the other shoe as something terrifying. A terrorist attack, a natural disaster, an E. coli outbreak in our local grocery store, a school shooting. When I started asking participants about the experiences that left them feeling the most vulnerable, I didn't expect joy to be one of the answers. I expected fear and shame, but not the joyful moments of their lives. I was shocked to hear people say they were at their most vulnerable when standing over my children while they're sleeping, acknowledging how much I love my husband or wife, knowing how good I've got it, loving my job, spending time with my parents, watching my parents with my children, thinking about my relationship with my boyfriend, getting engaged, going into remission, having a baby, getting promoted, being happy, falling in love. Not only was I shocked to hear these answers, I knew I was in trouble. Before my 2007 breakdown, spiritual awakening, foreboding joy was one of my own unconscious pieces of armor. When I first made the connection between vulnerability and joy reported by participants, I could barely breathe. I had considered my constant disaster planning as my little secret. I was convinced that I was the only one who stood over my children while they slept, and in the split second that I became engulfed with love and adoration, pictured something really terrible happening to them. I was sure that no one but me pictured car wrecks and rehearsed the horrific phone conversations with the police that all of us dread.